nor to endure them for Gaza's brutalized civilians, in the lingering hope that a ceasefire would hold, snatched away in the night, along with the lives of innocents. By sunrise, Ahmed Shaban was cradling his dead nephew in his arms, the baby killed in Israel's renewed strikes, along with his parents. Why did you kill him, Mr. Netanyahu? The baby's grandfather, Muzain Shaban, asks. If it was one of their children, there would be an international outcry. Standing over piles of bodies wrapped in white sheets, Musab Kureika holds up a list he made of his relatives killed overnight. 26 so far. Without any warning, he says, suddenly, while they were sleeping. Israel says it is attacking Hamas fighters, political leaders, and infrastructure, blaming the militant group for refusing Israeli demands for changes to the original ceasefire terms signed in January. Hamas accuses Israel of changing the goalposts. Israel says the rules of the game have changed, and with Washington's support. Tonight, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked his American friends and gave a warning to Hamas. From this point on, he said, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing force. Negotiations will only take place under force, and this is just the beginning.